and our base is refreshed by departing from it, always keeping contact with the roots. And civilization in the end means turn the most into clerks and allowing the few to be tycoons. And the real magic is to develop a trend coming from the spirit beyond any trend imposed by politics. And paradoxically, modern ugliness is characterized by the unwillingness to let our social facades age. And either what it is alien to bureaucracy can bring a new life, or what it is independent by means of creating its own bureaucracy. And one form of extremism is always the right excuse for the opposite extreme to take full control. And fiction is always a wasted opportunity to provide an authentic insight on a human life. And certainly society, with all its procedures, teaches us that dreams are too expensive to afford. And as much as the establishment shows its solidarity, it mingles with power. And it is not about including or mixing, but welding all differences together. And in order to justify its existence, any establishment ought to allow a certain set of beliefs, despite the fanaticism that can emerge from them. And any ideological apparatus can be but harmful for those who have learned to live with their own nature. And conformism is the direct result of the political expansion in every aspect of our everyday life. And as the establishment cannot take us seriously, we shall take us seriously and build a counter-establishment. And the biggest form of revenge is an in-depth reflection on the harm that was done to us and how it has evolved. And our obligation is the creation of a realm, not so much for redemption, but for a purification from the socially triggered catastrophes. And no real peace can be achieved without display of our great inner peace. And any technological development begins showing how helpful it is to society and ends bombarding it. And in the first place, authorities solve all the existing uncertainties to then create new ones in order to keep in power. And any mainstream ideas leads to forms of extremism that only the transcendentalism of the single can hinder. And we should love each other and only hate those who try to make it above us. And the promoter of all our manias is a technology we ought to revert in order to regain our humanity. And most importantly, blinding extremism should not be fought with an equally blinding extremism, but with eyes opening. And the application of methods we devise according to our own nature is what shape our character. And rather than hindering artificial destructions, we shall try to convey them to one natural attraction. And only by curating our spirituality we can set free the people and the environment around us. and especially if we are not consistent with the inconsistency of others, we can pursue our own consistency leading to the sublime. And if we cannot be in control of the long term, we can be in control of the short term, and this is our power. And committing to our manual skills, we can help others, while finding ways not to commit to them, we enslave others. Only by learning to expose ourselves outside our comfort zone, we can be sure to reach a certain peak. And there would be genius in the madman if he wasn't that he doesn't know when to stop. And situations are not our goal, but the way with which we are able to reach it. And the more refined is the technological apparatus, the more the weak become strong, and vice versa. And the struggle is not the rupture to our nature, but the fact that every time we try to connect back to it, we ought to rupture back. And in the end, there are two categories, the bad ones who never moved, and the good ones who made it back from a sweetening journey. And exactly the same things, but inverted, bring us to complete opposite directions. And any projection of a large identity suffocates personal identities, even when they claim to safeguard them. And in order to conceive a new nature, we need a small corner that governance tend to erase. And even within us, the tendency is always to be either more medieval or rinascimental. And the hardest thing to accept is that there will be always a fringe of people that do not accept, and they can drag us along. And authorities can give us guidelines, but any details a priori will be but our insuccess. And we either move to dominate and bring ugliness, or we move to love and bring beauty, or else we stagnate and die. And afraid to miss out opportunities, at last we miss out to seek for the meaning of our own life. And enlightenment only comes after divorcing from a paradigm we have so much engaged ourselves with. And we all should realize that a less competitive society would be the key to a more sustainable future. And the most sustainable thing we can wish is the cultivation of our spirituality. And international solidarity is just another way of masking an increase in national luxury. And greatness always precludes a vision that may be lost and found again at the summit. It takes the technology of power to set up a container, but to fill it with content, it requires human craftsmanship. And if one end is for violence and the other for pleasure, only the combination of the two can elevate our spirit. And any rich entity is colonial in its yet-to-be-disguised way. And all our judgments can be based on the roof of what we ought to judge. And far down the truth, there is barely any monitoring, while upstream we are not given any license, and flies complain about flies, and yet to be a bee there are still immense territories to do so. And while we can only appreciate our own discoveries, we can only exploit those of others. And any present from a gatekeeper is but a small concession we shouldn't be too grateful about. And it requires the entire social apparatus to lift the arrogance of those criticizing who is self-sustainable. And it is right against other people's ignorance that we can orient our spiritual wisdom. And ironically, the only constructions that are allowed as permanent in society are those that are temporary. And the right equation could be that the more we process, the freer we get, and the more we let others process for us, the more we create slavery.